New England beaches are expected to be home to far fewer piping plovers than in recent years. It's partly because the endangered black and white shorebird's winter habitat in the Bahamas was hard hit by Hurricane Matthew this fall. Here's reporter Davis Donovan.
Piping plovers were already considered threatened in Connecticut. They've been hurt by shoreline development and careless beachgoers. But their winter vacation spot in the Bahamas had no human development, just thousands of other piping plovers from all over North America. Patrick Cummins is with the National Audubon Society's Connecticut chapter. He says this year it was no vacation.
Hurricane Matthew went over some of the most important wintering habitat. It had a really, you know, vulnerable time for the birds just as they were arriving. The plovers took a big hit, and it's probably our plovers that took a big hit.
Nobody's sure yet how many piping plovers died when Matthew's 15-foot-high waves hit the beaches of the Bahamas. Audubon says about two-thirds of the birds were missing after the hurricane. Now, Cummins says there's a possibility the storm just wrecked the beaches, and the plovers made it out and flew off to find another beach somewhere.
But right now it isn't looking good. Considering how powerful that storm was and where it went, it does seem likely that the birds themselves would have been impacted, not just the habitat.
The survivors should make it home to the Northeast by March. Cummins says Audubon and other bird groups will keep an eye on them to see how many make it back and what can be done to help the piping plovers recover. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Davis Donovan in Connecticut.